Today's episode is brought to you by Manscaped. Take 20% off plus free shipping when you use promo code MINUTECAST at manscaped.com. Today's episode is also brought to you by SeatGeek. Take $20 off your first ticket purchase when you use promo code TALKNATS. That's promo code TALKNATS to take $20 off your first ticket purchase. Just follow the link in the show description. To this edition of the TalkNats podcast, I'm so glad you decided to join me today. As always, this podcast is free and available on all the major platforms. My name is Dan Holme. You can find me on Twitter. It's at DanCaps218. You can find the show on Twitter. It's at TalkNats. In today's episode of the TalkNats podcast, we talk about Mackenzie Gore and how he showed up in beast mode and just slayed the Boston Red Sox. We'll talk about that in the show. A little bit later, we will talk about, is there a potential injury that Mackenzie faced, and is there something for us as Nats fans to be concerned about? And then we'll talk about how Ruiz, Chavez, and Garrett really brought the boom to Nats Park. But just to get it going here, we will talk about Mackenzie Gore and his great performance that he pitched last night, really showed what he had in the tank and was just very dominant. A real opposite of the game before, where you saw Josiah Gray struggle with his fastball. And one of the things that Davey Martinez talked about is he spoke about how Mackenzie Gore had great demand of his fastball. And, you know, was that a shot across Josiah Gray's bow to say, hey, that is how you do it. That is how you lead with a fastball and can really dominate. But what we saw out there was most impressive from Mackenzie Gore, and you start to see these deals that took place. You saw the Scherzer, the Trey Turner, the Juan Soto, and the Josh Bell deals really start to come into focus, and we know that Mackenzie Gore was a part of those deals as well. But as far as his performance, 6 1/3 scoreless innings, and just really destroyed out there. And then the worrisome part out there is that he kind of winced, and everyone was thinking, oh no, here we go again. Was this some sort of elbow issue? Was this something that we saw a bit earlier in the season out of Cade Cavalli, that we've seen before out of Steven Strasburg? As it turns out, it was merely just a blister, and a collective sigh of relief over Nats fans is, we don't need another injury to this staff. He is one of the aces of the team. So that was a bit of a sigh of relief before departing with a blister on his left middle finger, an early departure that prefaced a wild finish that saw Boston rally to tie the game. But then what it was about, it was about binding together and showing the power of the Washington Nationals. And they really kind of saved the game, because we saw the performance that Mackenzie Gore had out there, and then you saw the Nats slip a bit out there. Gore talking about the frustration of having that blister. He said that was frustrating, the blister forcing him to leave the game, but it's something I deal with. There's no panic button or anything. There was a lot of good tonight. We got ahead of guys, and then K-Bert Ruiz was awesome. We turned a lot of double plays, and we hit some big homers. And that's what I'm talking about. You saw back-to-back home runs from Stone Garrett and K-Bert Ruiz, just kind of stamping their power over the game and their ability to say, you know, this isn't the Nats of earlier in this season. We have some tenacity. We have some resolve. And though we, you know, saw Weems struggle a little bit out there, we were able to persevere. And that, at the end of the day, is all you can hope for, is to have that perseverance. So we saw the dominant performance from Mackenzie Gore. We saw Jordan Weems struggle. But then what happened? Finnegan came in the game and closed it out. And again, the exclamation of the game was the K-Bert Ruiz and the Stone Garrett home runs that just really kind of was a great moment for Nationals fans. There hasn't been a lot to cheer for this year from the Nationals, but this definitely was one of those moments. Let's face it, this is not a horrible team. The Boston Red Sox are actually pretty good this year. So it is a good litmus test, if you will, to show what this team has in the tank. And, you know, ultimately what you're going to see in the future from this team. So a lot to be to take from this game, from positivity. And we hope that we can see more of that in the future. We know that Corbin is going to be on the mound in the next game against Sale. So the Nationals are going to have their work cut out for them again. So talking about Gore a little bit more here, Gore picked an awfully good time to do this, bouncing back from a ragged start in Philly last week and easing the workload for a Nats bullpen that had been overtaxed during Tuesday night's loss after Josiah Gray lasted only 3 innings. And what we're hoping for was that was just a blip on the radar for Josiah Gray, who did not have good command over his fastball. Let's face it, Josiah Gray has struggled since the All-Star break, but he pitched in the All-Star game, which indicates that, yes, he still has what it takes to be an All-Star. We just need to see that kind of performance from Josiah on a game-to-game basis. So talking a bit more here about Mackenzie Gore, I expect myself to throw the ball well. This was really good, though. He said there were a lot of good things. The pitch count was low, but I expect to do things well. We've been doing some things the right way, and we finally got some results tonight, which was cool. And it was cool to notice out there that we've seen a Mackenzie Gore engaged, and he has seen his struggles. But if we can get more of a performance like this from him, I think that the arrow is pointing up for this team. I've said this all year long. His stuff is electric, said Davey Martinez. He's got to understand that he wants to do every fifth day whenever he goes out there. But when he has command of his fastball, and let's underline fastball, that was one of the things that really helped him out, and he pounds the zone. Everything else works for him. And then firing first pitch strikes to 17 of the 22 batters he faced really helped. Gore was perfect through 3 innings, barely breaking a sweat on an unseasonably comfortable August in D.C., writes Masson. So those were the bright points of the game. Was Mackenzie Gore. He was my first star, if you will, of the game, and it was an exciting thing to witness, and we hope to see more performances like that out of Mackenzie. All right, so coming up here after the break, it wasn't just Gore that stole the show. We saw fireworks out there from Stone Garrett. We saw them from Chavez. We saw them out there from K-Bear Ruiz. Let's talk about those a little bit more straight ahead. Today's episode is brought to you by SeatGeek. Shout out to SeatGeek for sponsoring. I recently became a brand ambassador for them. SeatGeek is a ticket app that takes the confusion out of buying tickets. Plus, my listeners get $20 off their first ticket purchase when they use promo code TALKNATS. Click the link in the show description to download the app. Remember code TALKNATS to take $20 off your first ticket purchase. Just follow the link in the show description.
News. Manscaped now sells beard products. That's right, they are once again revolutionizing men's grooming with a brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. From a beard trim to a fresh shave, the technology behind the Beard Hedger Pro Kit allows you to shape your signature beard look. Now you can finally use Manscaped products to make your drapes match your carpet by going to manscaped.com and using promo code MINUTECAST for 20% off and free shipping. It's time to tame your mane. No one likes a weird beard, so say goodbye to all the stubble trouble with Manscaped's Pro Beard Kit. It all starts with the Beard Hedger. This thing is a juggernaut of fixing faces. First off, this cordless trimmer has a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair cutting lengths, all with one guard. So no more messy drawers full of extra add-ons. That's right, face grooming doesn't need to be hard. Get 20 different beard lengths in just one guard. Plus, it's waterproof, so you can shave in the shower to avoid all the hair in the sink. Get 20% off and free shipping with promo code MINUTECAST at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Use promo code MINUTECAST. Manscaped. Beard hedger. One stroke. One guard. 20 lengths.
All right. Welcome back into this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network. Well, it was fireworks for the Nationals out there, as I talked about in the first segment. Mackenzie Gore was firing on all cylinders, but it wasn't just him. We saw home runs from Chavez out there. We saw them from K-Bear Ruiz. We saw them from Stone Garrett. So it wasn't just a one-trick pony Nationals team. It was a most impressive game out there. And just talking about how they really helped pick up the Nats when they needed them. We talked about how the Nats respond with back-to-back homers by Ruiz and Stone Garrett for that 6-2 victory. And that is what we're going to need. We're going to need to see not only good pitching, but good hitting. It's like that. Let's add on now, Garrett said of his reaction to Ruiz's homer from the on-deck circle. That was a huge homer there, and it seems like he's been clutch this last month, 2 months in big spots. It kind of takes the pressure off you, so you can just go up there, get your pitch, and do some damage. And Stone Garrett is a big dude out there, and when he connects, that ball will fly, and we saw that evident in the game against the Red Sox the other night. And that's ultimately, like I say, what we're going to have to see from this Nationals team. It's not going to be just great pitching. It's going to also have to be from great hitting. He can do really good, Ruiz said. We've just got to keep working hard, keep learning about everything, and attacking, and also connecting when you really need it the most. So that was a bright spot for me. In that Nats game last night was a team binding together. That Mackenzie Gore went out there and kind of just mowed down all of the Red Sox. We saw Weems come in there and he struggled. But then for the Nationals to answer back, that was huge. Again, they're going to have their work cut out for them again, as it's going to be Corbin on the mound, and we've known the struggles that he has encountered. So it's going to be interesting to see what kind of performance the Nationals can get. And you know, the interesting thing for me is a lot of people discredited this team, that the Nationals are in the midst of a rebuild. Ultimately, what can they do? I think they've proven a lot, but one of the things that the Nationals players are going to have to do, most notably in the outfield, is take these moments and really capture them. If you're Stone Garrett, if you're Call, if you're Lane Thomas, really make the most of these opportunities, because the next wave of young Nats players are in the wings. They're coming. Dylan Cruz. Those type of players are what's next for the Nationals. Your Brady House. This team is stacked. You know, for the moment when the Nationals lost those big names a couple years ago in trades, we know who we're talking about. We're talking about Scherzer and Josh Bell, and we're talking about Juan Soto. Those are all in the rear view. Now what we have to look at is the awesome return that we got for them. And we're already starting to see a lot of those players pay dividends and even bigger things ahead for the Nationals in the coming years. This is going to be a Nationals team to be reckoned with. Make no mistake about it. And everyone that's listening, that, you know, if you're the Mets, if you're the Phillies, at some point you're going to have to come through the Washington Nationals in years to come. And this team is going to be loaded and ready for bear. And that's what I'm excited about as a Nats fan. All right. Once again, I want to thank you for joining me on this edition of the Talk Nats podcast. And I'll talk to you again next time.